Chapter 16. I stepped through the portal and onto Asgardian soil. The grass beneath my feet was long, and it swayed with the slight breeze of the evening. We were back in the countryside where we used to go to find portals. Blah had made the one we'd just come through, and once everything was through, we quietly started to walk back toward home. I was too preoccupied with my own thoughts to focus on anything but putting one foot in front of the other. Nidhogg had just told me I'd unlocked more of my potential, but I wasn't even sure what that meant. Was there more I could do I didn't know about yet? My head spun as I remembered his words. You must learn to control your ability, then you'll know how to save the dragons. I thought about what I'd seen when I looked through the eyes of those dragons. There had been a couple who were free and happy, but the majority of what I'd seen was suffering. So many dragons were held captive and tortured into submission, and just the thought of it caused my chest to tighten with emotion. I couldn't allow this to continue, but that meant I needed to control my ability to see through their eyes. I'd tried to ask Nidhogg how I could learn to control my power quickly, but he'd just told me I needed to trust my instincts before he disappeared back into his magic well. The huge ancient dragon wasn't much help a lot of the time. His vagueness did me no favors, especially when it came to having to actually learn to harness my abilities. I wasn't even sure where to begin when it came to that. I'd never had magic before. I could control the dragons, sure, but it came naturally, and even that power had been a surprise. I had no idea what I was supposed to do to try and harness this new ability. How did it even work? I shook my head as I walked, and then I took a deep breath and cleared my head for a moment. Instead of focusing on my new power and all the questions I had, I focused on the countryside as we walked. We were closer to town now, and there were more people around. A couple sat in the grass on a blanket, and they passed a bottle of mead back and forth as they kissed each other and rubbed their faces together. Oh, they were clearly intoxicated, but it was quite sweet. They were young and in love, and their complete disregard for everything else around them made me briefly crack a smile. Then I looked in front of me to see Inga and Blah. The two little dragons pranced along and looked from side to side as they took in their surroundings, but neither of them tried to lift off the ground, which was a shock. Typically they tried to get some fly time in while we walked, but I supposed they were too distracted right then, with everything that had just happened. They'd been playing on Nidhogg's tail when I'd experienced my ability, but they knew something had changed. Dragons were much smarter than what people gave them credit for, and much less vicious, too. None of the dragons whose eyes I'd seen through had thought anything about attacking unprovoked. The ones in captivity had been beaten into submission, and even the larger ones, who could easily overpower their masters, didn't actually want to harm anyone. When the dragons had risen up against Vinrar, it was because they'd been pushed much too far. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened again, but the other realms had dragons spread out so they couldn't communicate with one another to plan an uprising. Besides, now there were hundreds of men and elves, and whatever else they'd have to take out instead of just one man, as had been the case with Vinrar in Asgard. Finally we arrived back at the house, and I got a fire going. It was close to evening time, and I figured I should start some dinner, so I also gathered some vegetables from the garden and tossed them in a pan on the fire.
"Here,"
Kaas said, and I looked up to see she held out a pint of mead for me. "Oh, thanks." I smiled and took the drink.
"I was going to make you some tea since you seemed upset, but Kaas thought mead would be better."
"Yes, good choice."
"Are you upset?"
Kaas asked as she took a seat across the fire from me.
"You have been very quiet."
Asta nodded and sat next to Kaas. Blah yawned and plopped down between Kaas's feet and the fire, while Inger climbed up onto Asta's lap. The elf girl absent-mindedly began to stroke the sweet little dragon's back, and I didn't even think she realized she was doing it. Ufe walked over to me and curled up into a little ball near my feet. Then he let out a small sigh and closed his purple eyes. I knew they'd all be up as soon as dinner was ready, but they'd played hard while we were at the well with Nidhogg, so I figured they needed a bit of a rest. Their little bodies could only expend so much energy at once.
Wrath,
Kaas said, and I looked back up at the Valkyrie. Oh, sorry. I shook my head. I'm a little distracted, I guess.
Are you using your abilities?
Kaas asked, and she leaned forward with excitement. Well, no, I chuckled and took a drink of my mead. I'm not even sure how to use them yet.
Nidhogg said you had to master them in order to save the dragons.
Asta smiled.
That makes sense. Kaas and I both had to work hard to get good at our magic. It takes time. Don't worry if you cannot control it right away. You will fulfill the prophecy.
Kaas stared at me with serious violet eyes. I know, I smiled. I won't stop until I do.
We can help. We have experience with magic. Yes.
Kaas nodded.
We'll help however we can.
I appreciate that.
Can you tell us about it more? I'd like to know how exactly it works so we can figure out how to help you harness it.
I'm not sure what you want to know. I pursed my lips. Magic was still new to me, and I wasn't sure I knew the correct terminology to express what they wanted to know.
You said you saw through the eyes of other dragons, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Asta inquired as she tilted her head. I felt their emotions. If they were scared or sad or happy, that's what I felt.
Could you feel your physical body while you were seeing through their eyes?
Kaas asked, and she narrowed her eyes and leaned forward to watch me closely. Yes, I nodded. I knew I was still at the well with you all and Nidhogg, but I couldn't really feel myself. It was like my body was somewhere separate from my mind, if that makes sense.
It does. Were the dragons big or small?
Both. I saw through the eyes of adults and babies. My mind went back to the small purple dragon I'd seen, and how terrified it had felt of the man outside its cage. I shut my eyes and turned my head away from the thought, and then I took a drink of mead to calm myself. I'd free the little dragon and cut that asshole's head off if it was the last thing I did. I unclenched my fist and took another breath.
So you could see through the eyes of adults?
Kaas's violet eyes widened as she stared at me. Is that good?
Well, typically with magic involving animals, it's easier to do things with babies. For example, it was easier to disguise the dragons because they're still babies and so small. Yes.
Asta confirmed with a nod.
It's always easier to start out small and work your way up to larger things. What about Blar, Ingar, and Ufe?
Kaas asked, and she nearly spilled her mead as she flailed her arms with excitement.
Oh, yes, good idea.
Asta bounced up and down on the bench.
Do you think you could look through their eyes?
I don't know. I shrugged. I didn't get to pick which dragon's eyes I looked through last time. I'm not even sure how I did it. It just kind of overtook me.
You have the power, though. Just focus. It doesn't hurt to try.
Okay. I took a deep breath. I'll try.
Can you look through their eyes if they're closed?
Asta asked, and she looked down at the sleeping dragon in her lap and by her feet. Oh, good point.
Here.
Kaas said, and she reached into her satchel and pulled out a couple pieces of pumpkin.
I keep these in there for just such occasions.
You have everything in there.
It's endless, so I might as well use it.
The Valkyrie smirked. Blah opened one eye and glanced up at Kaas, and when he saw the pumpkin, he yawned, stretched, and got up to sit in front of the sorceress and receive his treat. Ah, he was so spoiled, he didn't even seem to think he had to work for it, like it was a given she'd gotten the pumpkin out for him. Then the little winged lizard yawned again and cocked his head to the side, as if he were wondering what was taking so long for him to receive his piece of pumpkin.
Ufe! Ingar!
Kaas called out to the other little dragons.
Go ahead and try.
I nodded, took a deep breath, and focused on Blah and our connection. I could feel the little lizard and how tired he was. He was happy, though, I could sense that. I tried to imagine what he was seeing, the angle he was looking up at Kaz, or how much he wanted the pumpkin in her hand. But nothing happened.
Maybe you're trying too hard.
Asta murmured after a moment.
Close your eyes and just focus on Blah.
All right. I nodded and did as she said. The darkness behind my lids took over my vision, and I focused once again on my connection with the little blue dragon. I could sense his feelings, but I saw nothing. Suddenly, I felt one of the dragons climb up my leg, and I opened my eyes to see Blah's blue eyes staring right back at me. The little lizard cocked his head to the side curiously, and I suspected he could sense I was focusing on our connection, but I wasn't sure if he knew why. hey. Blah took a bite of the pumpkin he had in his paws, chewed, gulped it down, and promptly burped right in my face. Ugh! Blah! I laughed and fanned my hand in front of my face. The little dragon just smiled before he curled up in my lap, and I petted his back and behind his horns.
Did you see anything?
Asta asked, and her yellow eyes shone with eagerness as she glanced between Blah and me. No, I shook my head. I could sense him like I always can, but I didn't see anything.
It might have been weird if you had. You would have wound up staring at yourself.
Well, maybe I should try when he's not so focused on food and me.
Oh, I have an idea!
Asta gasped, and Inga startled in her lap, then promptly fell back asleep.
What if we get an amulet for Wrath too? Oh, good idea!
Kaz said with a smile. I hadn't thought about that yet, but if I got an ability-enhancing amulet like the one Blah had, it could really help me harness my new powers. The little dragon had become much more proficient at making portals since we'd gotten him one, and I was sure Ramir would be able to make me one as well. Well, we can head over to Ramir's first thing in the morning. I nodded.
Good thing we gathered all those tail feathers for him. He should have plenty to make Wrath an amulet.
I smiled when I remembered the king's birds we'd taken down. We still had some salted meat, too, so I ran into the cottage and grabbed a piece to throw on the fire for dinner. It wouldn't take long, and the vegetables were nearly done as it was. After the day we'd had, I figured we could all use a little treat for dinner. I finished preparing dinner and dished up bowls for everyone. The little dragons lined up to eat theirs, and, as always, Blah and Inga ate as if they'd been starved for their entire lives, while Ufe savored each bite. I took a drink of mead and watched the little dragons eat. I tried once more to focus on Blah and see through his eyes, but once again nothing happened. I tried to focus on Inga and Ufe, too, but I still couldn't see anything. When I'd seen through the eyes of the other dragons, it was as if I'd left my body behind, and my consciousness was with them. I wondered if I needed to be farther away from the dragons in order to see through their eyes. I wasn't sure how that made any sort of sense. It seemed more logical for it to be the opposite way. But then again, I wasn't well-versed in magic just yet. Maybe I couldn't see through the eyes of my little dragons because I could control them, but I couldn't be sure. The only thing I was sure of was that I needed to figure out how to use this ability, and quickly. Each minute I didn't have a hold on my powers was another minute I wasn't able to free the dragons from their captors. I polished off my mead and then got another glass before I ate my dinner. The Kingsbird was still delicious, even after being salted to preserve it for a few days. The soft flesh melted in my mouth, and it melded with the squash and broccoli I'd chosen perfectly. I savored each bite as I took in the silence that accompanied everyone's eating. It had been a long day for all of us, and I was ready for tomorrow to come, so I could get my amulet and learn to control these powers. After we finished eating, we all headed inside to bed. I put extra blankets on the floor and started a fire to keep us warm. I laid down with Asta on my right and Kaz on my left. The elf girl threw her arm over my chest and snuggled her face into my neck, while Kaas turned away from me and pressed her ass against my hip. Ufe curled up at our feet and let out a deep sigh, clearly content with his chosen spot. Inga snuggled up behind Asta's knees and laid her head on the elf girl's leg, and Blah, who had no sense of boundaries, crawled over my chest and laid down between Kaas and me. He took up the entire spot behind her back, and he stretched out and yawned before he closed his eyes and began to snore lightly. I know you're not asleep yet. I pursed my lips and stared at the little blue dragon. Blah barely opened one of his eyes, and then immediately shut it when he caught me looking at him. His fake snore grew louder, but I just shook my head at him. I wasn't going to kick him out of his spot, not right then, at least. Kaas didn't seem to mind, and I kind of liked having him near me anyway. The little blue dragon had slept on me the first couple of days after he'd hatched, until we met Kaas. Now he still slept on me every now and then, but he also had the girls and Inga to cuddle up with. Ufe liked his space more than the other two, and he wouldn't tolerate cuddles from anyone. I knew it wasn't because he didn't like us. He was just a finicky little guy, and he liked to have his own designated area. I closed my eyes, with my motley family drifting off to sleep around me, and the next thing I knew, I was in a dark room. It was cold, the walls were made of stone, and the room was so small I could feel my body press against the walls around me. Where was I? What was going on? I couldn't circle round to get comfortable, so I just laid on the cold floor. I shivered slightly as I tried my best to curl my body into itself to keep warm. It was freezing. I looked round the tiny room and saw a door in front of me. There was a small square hole in it with bars that ran through it, and I realized I was in a cell of some sort. The eyes I was looking through looked toward the back of the cell, and I was able to see my body. It was a dark, blue-colored dragon built like Inga and Ufe. My large body nearly touched every wall, and my tail was curled around myself, since there was no room for it. The cell was barely as large as I was. If the door was typical size, then I figured I was a young dragon, but no longer a baby. I wasn't my full size yet, though, and that's probably why I'd been taken. Whoever took me must have figured I would be easier to control than one of the larger dragons, and maybe they couldn't find any babies, so they settled for me. I looked down at the cold cobblestone floor and let out a deep sigh. I could see my breath, and I shivered once more. I felt sad and hopeless. Suddenly I heard footsteps from outside my cell. They were getting closer, and as they approached, a small light became visible through the hole in the door. The closer the footsteps got, the more fear I felt. My heart raced, and I felt the urge to attack, but I quelled it. I was too terrified to try and go against whoever it was, and my instinct for survival took over as I lowered my head to the floor and tried to remain totally silent and still. Terror welled up inside me as the footsteps stopped outside my cell. The light grew brighter as it shone through the square hole, but after a second it was blocked by someone's head. I couldn't see them clearly because the light came from behind them. They just appeared as a dark figure, but absolute dread overtook me. Even though I couldn't see whoever this was, I knew them. I knew their walk and their presence. They were here to hurt me. It's been a while since we've seen you, hasn't it? Going to play nice this time, are you? I lowered my head even further, so my neck was completely pressed up against the floor. I didn't want to be there. I wanted him to go away. I was overwhelmed with feelings of despair and anger and terror. I figured as much. I didn't think you'd try anything after what happened last time. Just to be sure, though. The man disappeared, and a second later the door opened slightly, and a torch flew into the room with me. I squealed and jumped up to try and avoid it, but there was nowhere for me to go. It wasn't the torch I was afraid of, though. Whatever was burning wasn't just a piece of wood. It was something else entirely. The smoke that billowed from the stick was thick and fog-like, and my eyes got blurry, and my body began to sway as much as it could in the small room. Good night. I heard the man laugh just as I fell forward. My dragon eyes closed, and my human eyes opened. I pulled in a deep breath and shot upright in bed. Asta's arm went flying off me, and Blar and Kaas were pushed further to the side as I tore in ragged breaths and tried to collect myself. My bare chest was covered in a sheen of sweat, and my heart beat wildly.
Rat!
Kaas gasped as she sat up and grabbed my arm.
Are you okay?
Blar huffed and rolled back over, but Inger and Ufe didn't even stir.
What's wrong?
Asta asked as she gripped my other arm. There was a dragon, I said through ragged breaths. He was in trouble.
You saw him in your dream?
Kaas asked, and her violet eyes widened as she stared at me. He was in a cell, and he was terrified. I shook my head. Somebody came to get him, and they threw this torch into the room, but it was burning some sort of herb. It made me sleepy and I fell over.
It's okay.
Asta frowned and rubbed on my arm.
You're okay. We'll find the dragon somehow and save him. Do you know where he is?
Kaas asked, and anger flashed like lightning in her eyes. No, I don't know. I swallowed and ran a hand through my sweaty hair.
You said you were in a cell, right?
The strawberry blonde asked.
Or rather, the dragon, he was in a cell?
Yes, I nodded.
Was there anything else around you?
Kaas pushed.
Think about the small details you saw. What stood out?
I thought back to being inside the cell. I could still see it clearly, but I didn't see any markings on the wall or anything that would tell me where I was. I couldn't even be sure if it was night or day, since I was in a dungeon of some sort, probably underground. I focused on the footsteps, and my hand clenched when I thought about the terror the dragon had felt. That didn't help me, though. I needed to figure out where he was. So I pushed my anger to the side, and focused on what I saw when the man arrived. It was just a black shape at first, but then something came into view. Oh, I know where he is.